on anything potentially today? Close on anything?
We had some conversations with some teams. You know, generally they were more around potential of a hockey trade of some sort, involving, you know, a player for player, different, you know, situations like that. So we've done some due diligence. Close on anything? I don't know. I wouldn't say if there was anything close or not, but you know, maybe some conversations that could pick up at a different point in time.
Right. So on that, I mean, sometimes the groundwork gets laid for a future move down the road. Obviously, you spent the two draft picks last week for Cody Eakin and Dylan DeMello. Was it a matter of not wanting to necessarily tap in anymore to draft picks to make a move?
You know, I guess that's part of it. There wasn't a lot of things that really happened that, you know, you kind of came out of left field, so you kind of knew where things were at for the most part. You had an understanding of what the prices may or may not be for some different players. You know, again, you don't want to make a trade just for sake of making a trade. If you're going to bring someone in, you know, you got to make sure that, you know, one, they're going to get played and they're going to fit. And, you know, so as opposed to tapping into other assets, you know, sometimes it's just best that, you know, you go with what you have.
We often hear this time of year, teams get put into one of two categories, buyers or sellers. And obviously it's not always that simple. When you're in the position that you guys are today, now 1 point out of that final spot, 18 games left, can you be a buyer and a seller in a market like that?
Well, I suppose you could if you wanted to be, but, you know, we were pretty much decisively buyers when it came to, you know, the thought process moving forward here. You are a little bit hamstrung when you've, you know, have the injuries that we do with respect to potentially maybe doing some hockey deals. You know, you've got a couple of players that you know, could be a week to 2 weeks, you know, away. So those you look to get into your lineup, obviously, sooner rather than later. That's the acquisitions that, you know, you're hoping for in some respects. But again, I certainly wasn't looking to take away from this group just for the sake of maybe picking up a late pick.
Those two moves you made, which we've talked about, and I think you said they're to reward your players for where they are at in some ways. How do you feel about the way they respond?
Well, you know, certainly we looked at these deals even more than just reward. Again, I think both of these deals that we did make could have some potential long-term implications as well. So it's not, you know, just a simple, you know, rental for the sake of a rental type of thing. Again, I haven't been on the road, you know, intimately watching, you know, the group. But again, it's you know, for us, I'm real proud of this group, the fight that they've put up and the fight that they've stayed in. You know, I know that, you know, they're gearing up for Washington. It's not going to be an easy battle, whether we're 1 point out of it here today or you know, whether we're 2 points up on it today. We've got some head-to-head games that are coming up against teams that, you know, we are fighting for. But all we're looking at and all we're going to focus on is the here and now. And that's what's, you know, really important. You know, we'll deal with, you know, the different injury situations that we have as they all unfold as well.
Have the last two losses then, if at all, affected the way you went into today thinking?
Really didn't, I don't think. You know, from that standpoint, we identified some areas that we wanted to, you know, try and get some players. And, you know, the players that I think moved today, we knew they were out there. That wasn't necessarily shocking in the sense of, you know, that who was out there or different players that were going to be on the market. Some of the prices obviously were very high in the sense, you know, did we have that type of currency, you know, to put into play into the marketplace? You know, that's a different story. But, you know, as far as changing my thought process or changing the direction, you know, we went into this understanding that there's no quick fixes, there's no immediate cure here. We've got to continue to fight, and we believe the players we added, you know, will help us in that fight.
Given those injuries you talked about, and given where the team is in the standings, not, you know, not for sure in, not for sure out, how did that sort of make this whole dynamic of this trade that left you compared to others?
Yeah, you know, it was different. We talked about that, you know, as well. Obviously, the last two, we took big swings. You know, we obviously, you know, had the appetite to go after something that we thought was, you know, going to fit. You know, again, you have to find the thing that fits, and you have to have the currency, and you have to have the appetite. All those three things have to align. And you know, for 2 years in a row, we felt that. This year, the appetite was to, you know, try and do the two moves that we did. And going into today, knowing that, you know, again, we made those moves and understanding, you know, what the other fits might be, we were comfortable, you know, if nothing else came to fruition, we were comfortable with where we're at.
Can you say whether Josh Morrissey is anything longer?
So it was an off day today, you know, so they just did medical treatments. They didn't do any on-ice stuff or anything like that. So I guess, you know, Paul usually gives the updates, but I would, I guess, classify Josh as a day-to-day right now, you know, given what I know and given, you know, me being here and them being there.
Kevin, was anybody sent down to the Moose if they're eligible for the AHL?
So we did make Shaw available, you know, to the Moose, but he'll get obviously recalled right back to the Jets here today.
Just with trade deadline being passed now, is there any, when it comes to the Dustin Byfuglien situation, do you expect that to be rectified then shortly, or is there no rush to get it done?
You know, there's obviously some different things behind the scenes. There's still, you know, a work in progress there. You know, interestingly enough, you know, Dustin essentially, you know, made the decision not to play this year, and that essentially, you know, kind of squashed anything that might happen for, you know, someone to maybe put them in their lineup this year. You know, we can still trade him at any point in time, you know, with respect to, you know, the future as well. So it's still a work in progress.
Just on that, Kevin, have you been able to get any clear? I think when we talked around Christmas time there in Denver, the idea of not playing for a full season and a player being suspended for that full season, does that count towards one of those 2 years remaining on his deal, or does somehow that slide and he'd still have 2 years left?
Yeah, I think that would be our choice if we wanted to go down that path. You know, if we wanted to push a tolling type of situation, that's what they call it, that would be our choice.
Okay. So it would be 1 year remaining on his deal?
You know, again, I don't want to get into specifics because, again, nothing has been, you know, determined, you know, one way or another.
The idea of the people were always talking about the cap space. Regardless of the Byfuglien situation, were you in any way hindered by what you tried to do at this trade deadline, or things you might have wanted to do by cap space in any way?
No, not since, you know, Dustin made the decision that, you know, he was definitely not coming back this year.
And just on the idea, obviously, of what's coming maybe this summer. You've had very different summers here lately. Last year, obviously, a number of your own players to re-sign. It's not nearly as big of a pool this year with RFAs as we've seen in years past, and there may be all kinds of cap space available. Would it be safe to say that this summer could take on a real different tone? Just like this trade deadline was a lot different than the last couple of years, this summer could also be a lot different in terms of flexibility and things you might try to do?
Yeah, you know, there's obviously some situations that need to be rectified to fully, you know, answer that question with 100% clarity. But, you know, as we're approaching things, you know, certainly we're going to have an open mind to different options. But again, until, you know, obviously we still have to deal with, you know, the Brian Little situation, you know, as that moves forward as well, getting tested later on to, you know, to make sure everything is in order there from his injury standpoint. So, you know, lots of things on the go, just putting the trade deadline to bed here right now. And, you know, certainly we'll ramp up, you know, how things proceed in the future relatively soon.
Just to clarify, when did you become aware that Dustin?
So I guess it would be a couple of weeks ago when, you know, he should have progressed to the skating aspect of the rehab, and he never did.
And his intentions for next year, do you have a sense of that?
Nope.
Okay. Status of his contract, has that changed yet?
You know, again, you kind of asking the same questions here. You know, there's still some moving parts here that, again, at some point in time, I'll probably stand in front of you guys and be able to answer a full Dustin Byfuglien, press conference. But it's a little bit, still some gray areas here to work with.
Okay.